Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this amazing love, revelation by the Spirit that you give us on a daily basis, Lord, and whenever we need, because you say we must acknowledge you in all our ways and you direct our path. So thank you for this wonderful understanding of a revelation that reveals your heart and gives us the keys of heaven. And it also builds your church in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Galatians 1, verse 10 to 12. Do you think I speak this strongly in order to manipulate crowds or court favor with God or get popular applause? If my goal was popularity, I wouldn't bother being Christ's slave. Know this, I am most emphatic here, friends. This great message I deliver to you is not mere human optimism. I didn't receive it through the traditions, and I wasn't taught it in some school. I got it straight from God, received the message directly from Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. So we see, you know, the revelations that Paul and the apostles that were disciples received, and they were met by the Lord, and then they were led by the Lord and inspired by the Lord. And it's no different for us, guys. We need to realize we were called by God in this world. And so we in this world, but not in this world, because we are now kingdom subjects. We are now the Lord's subjects in the Spirit. And just as Paul wrote in Ephesians 3, I think it's there, but it talks about whatever he wrote about, it was written for us, inspired by God for us, so that we may also wake up to this wonderful reality. And then you can think of the wonderful disciple Peter. When he looked at the Lord, he received the revelation. And with that heart as well, we want to know what is available in Jesus on a daily basis. And whenever we go through trials, I'm thinking of James chapter 1. When you go through various trials, count it all joy. And then how can you count it joy if you don't get wisdom? And how can you count it all joy if you don't learn to persevere in the squeezing so that the Lord can come through for you? You can grow. Okay, back to Peter. When Peter looked at the Lord, he heard what he needed to hear. You wake up to your God, and then you wake up to your identity. And you wake up to the keys of heaven that's available to you. And all the things that are, yes, that is beautiful, that is lovely, that is coming on this earth, comes to you. And those things that are not in heaven, it's got no place on the earth. For the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So guys, what we can see here is we've called for a personal relationship with the Lord. What you hear from man, good or bad. Yeah, there's good and there's bad what you get out there in the world from man. But the most important is getting from God, looking to God, wanting to know his heart. And you can only get that by being born again. You enter into the kingdom. And then when you enter into the kingdom, Hebrews 12, you have come to the Father. You have come to Jesus. You have come to the church of the firstborn. In fact, you are a part of the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. And that's what you're wanting to partake of. That is where you find your joy. So this wonderful picture here is that we called not of man, but of God, so as to hear what has been made available, because there's a destiny being laid out there for us. And we've got to stay in tune with that and develop on schedule and be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So that's the beauty of God. He's looking for disciples. He's looking for relationship, and he's looking for obedience, and he's looking for perseverance in Jesus' name. So arise and shine. Your God is for you. He's with you, and he will never leave or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.